Com.
We call on Muslim youth to shun and reject to be lured into or recruited by extremist groups like Al-Shabaab. We call on all imams and leaders in the community to actively engage young people and have continuous dialogue about the dangers of extremist ideologies.
All right, so that's the word from Abdusalam Adam, who is talking about what happens as he tries to get people to pay attention to what happened in Kenya at that Nairobi mall. The terrorists, some of them Americans, no less, from Minneapolis, St. Paul, and from Kansas City, Missouri. According, anyway, to Al-Shabaab itself, the tweets that they have sent out to the world. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight for this hour anyway. Kate Delaney wishing that we weren't talking about this and instead we're focusing on some other things closer to home, which we will do this hour. Plus, we have a couple of great guests, including Dr. Greener, who has something to say about political correctness. He's done a lot of research on this and speaks all over the country about why people just whine and they don't get involved and how political correctness is killing this country and making us mediocre people in everything, whether it's education, whether it's having to do with the church, or if it has something to do with politics, which is the obvious one. And then Justin Danhoff joins us, too, as well. And remember, Justin is the attorney who's now gone to 33 different companies to kind of ruffle their feathers at shareholder meetings when they refuse to answer questions about how much of their green initiatives that are all in the same boat with some of these big companies have cost the people who frequent their stores. This time, the Costco CEO is the one that Justin goes after. But it's not just Costco, it's Target and many of the box stores that you probably go to. And they pass on what has become big business, but is really not truly the greening of America. And I'll let him explain. That's coming up this hour, too, as well. So we start with the mall in Nairobi and the things that we're now finding out. Sadly, there were, in the militia, there were British citizens, there were Americans, there were some others from some other countries. And this is a group that's hunting ground, if you will, in a different way, are young people that obviously are there in Somalia, but they're looking for those people in the United States. So here in this country, the FBI, the CIA, anybody who can track down these tweets is looking to find out if, in fact, they can prove it, that one of them was in Minnesota, was from Minnesota, living in Minnesota, raised in Minnesota, and one was from Kansas City, because that is definitely a red flag. And Al-Shabaab likes to say and boast that they recruit Americans and get the people to come to Somalia. They try to get as many Americans as they can to come over and then train them and then try to go out and wreak havoc, which is exactly what's happened at this mall. And now the details about what has happened. And this is an upscale mall. Picture in your mind, if you will, I mean, I could throw it out to anywhere, like Overland, Kansas, their big mall there, or an upscale mall, or perhaps think of the Beverly Center near Beverly Hills. And this is exactly, honestly, what this mall was for the people in Nairobi. And a lot of Western people went there. They had stores like Nike and Adidas. So they'd be crowded, naturally, on a Saturday. And that's exactly what this was about, going and trapping people there and asking them. This is what's now also being tweeted out and reported, that people who were, we've known this now for a couple of days, people who were Muslims were allowed to live or leave or whatever, and people who were non-Muslims were asked things like, can you recite the Quran? And then they were shot in the head. And, you know, how many died that way, I don't know. But we know some people died that way. And some of the pictures that are emerging from this are just so frightening. You have people that are going down an escalator with their hands in the air. These were people that were hostages. Going down an escalator with their hands in the air, not knowing if they were going to get shot in the back or not. And this terror siege all the way through Monday, where fires were set in the mall, and then four explosions were heard outside of the mall, and all in all, how many people are killed? It's over 68 people, they say, give or take. I mean, regardless, it's outrageous. Outrageous, how many people. And a couple of them have been the militants themselves, but very few, only a handful. So now with these notifications and tracking people down and figuring out more of the details, I just want you to picture for a second, you're in a mall. We are a country loaded with malls, and that happens to you. You threw on your shoes. You're in a great mood. It's a Saturday. You got the kids, and you're running to the mall. You're running to the mall to get them cleats or skates or whatever it is. And then that happens. Whoa. You know, this brings up the whole gun thing, in a sense, once again in this country, because what some people will say is, okay, if you have concealed and carry, or if you have enough people that are armed, let's say security guards, then if all of a sudden you have a siege, you have somebody that can respond. But in this case, it would be pretty tough, because they staked this joint out, and they had a ton of al-Shabaab militants that surrounded this place, were in this place. They really laid this out. If you had one or two security guards, that I don't know that that would do anything, perhaps save a few people. So in this country, if you're thinking about bigger malls with lots of nooks and crannies, that would be pretty tough. There were even Kenyan soldiers who were wounded in this day, because they were running gun battles. I mean, it was like a movie, sadly. But it was real life, and, you know, they were wounded by trying to get as many people, attackers, as they could. They were well-armed. They were well-armed. Rounds and rounds and rounds have gone off. They knew exactly what they were going to do. You know, they were told to take action against the hostages if force was used to rescue them. So then that's when some of that started to happen. You have shops, restaurants, offices, and it's pretty tough. And because of the way it was cut, it wasn't easy to get in there. So if you have 15 al-Shabaab people who are armed with tons of ammunition, they went in, they had grenades, they started firing inside the mall, shops, all right away, started doing that immediately. And then, you know, let the chips fall where they may, but they knew what was going to happen. They knew what the response was going to be. And here's the other part of it. Besides the dead people, which is well over 60, more than 100 people were wounded, including 5 Americans. My, oh, my. This is serious business, without a doubt. Al-Shabaab, by the way, connected to Al-Qaeda, too, as well. Coming up on America Tonight, we head to the mailbag, but if you want to call us, you can chip in a call, too, as well at 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few here on ATN.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanics. Life's getting better.
Hit the mailbag, and we will, but I do want to throw out the call. You don't have to pay for it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I don't know. Am I the only one in America who's horrified by all this nonsense in Nairobi in the mall? Like I said, imagine that happening here in the United States. You think about it. Boy, it is wide open. Not that we haven't thought about that, especially since 9/11, but with more people in, with this Al-Shabaab connection and people buying into it and recruitment, how big is that recruitment? That's the question I'd want to know. And how big is the swell in the United States, for real? There's where it would matter. Because if somebody's willing to blow themselves up in a mall anywhere in the United States, I mean, if they do it, they do it. How are you stopping them? Pull up in your car, go to the middle of the mall, it's packed, it's crowded, it's Christmas, it's Thanksgiving, it's whatever. Of course, I hope this never happens, but there, what an easy target that would be. And that's what happened in the sense, in the mall under siege. It was just too easy. They just went in, they cased the place, they knew, and were making a statement. Whew. So before we go to the mailbag, I also want to say this. Congratulations to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yep, they clinched a playoff spot, which is crazy for all of you listening. I know there's people in Pittsburgh that listen to America Tonight because you've written me notes, some of you. 90-67 is their record, 90-67. So they've got themselves in the playoffs. That's huge. I mean, you know, if you're one of those fans and you're there no matter what, this is the first time in two decades and a little, you know, plus. That's crazy. And you can bet that those tickets are going to be really, really tough.
I still remember back, when was that, 1992, when Barry Bonds couldn't throw out the slow old Sid Bream at home plate to get into the World Series.
Yep, good memory. Barry Bonds, which you think of Barry Bonds and all the home runs he ended up hitting in his career where it went. And that is a crazy, crazy memory, Matt, because fans were just shocked. They were just stunned that that happened. And there you go. So now another chance. It's a long time ago, but now they have a shot. Once you're in, you know, anything can happen. It's like a second season. If you get hot, it's different because they've legged out the regular season. Now they just have to see if they can turn that into gold and just see how far that they can go. And there's other battles, of course, raging in baseball, wild card and such, because we're finishing up the regular season. So without further ado, let's turn our attention to you and all the notes that you've sent this show. Let's go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, the first one comes to us from Peter, and I picked Peter because Peter is listening to us in Florida, and he says, Ms. Delaney, you have a lot of fans in the Sunshine State. I've even heard you say a couple of times that you have family here. Cool. I have two questions. Where do they live? And also, as you look at what's going on with this budget nonsense, what do you make of the split over filibustering to try to defund Obamacare? All right. Thank you so much, Pete, for that. And I would say two things. One, my family, I'll say this at the top, they live in Tampa and Orlando and Winter Park. I had to think about that for a second because that's in between Orlando and Tampa. I like Florida. I love Florida. I've been all over Florida for spring training games, for fun, for, you know, whatever. There's some great things to see. Sometimes the West Coast is the secret beaches because they're beautiful. And people are well aware of the other ones with spring break and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it's fun. I go there a bunch. I go to Florida, obviously, a lot. So hello, a big shout out to all our Florida listeners. The other thing is, what do I think of defunding Obamacare? You know, the problem is, to me, with this whole budget thing, it's not going to work anyway, because who has the ultimate power of the pen? The president. Okay, so I'm the president, and on the Hill, you can say whatever you want on the legislative branch, but I can veto it. My health care agenda went down years ago. I'm just waiting for it to all fall into place. And you can nickname it and call it whatever you want, but I'm the one in charge. I have the pen. I'm not going to do that, of course. So there would be the first block in the action. Now, Mitch McConnell says he's not going to block legislation aimed at preventing a partial government shutdown. And Senate Democrats need six Republicans to cross over and to allow a Senate vote to proceed. And Democrats say they're going to rewrite the bill to restore money to keep the health care law in existence. You know, it's 3 years old. Do you believe it? So this is a bill that the House passed last week. And McConnell saying he supports the measure, but he's not going to vote to block it, since it defunds Obamacare and funds the government without increasing spending by a penny. And that's the thing. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, says anyone who votes to let the bill advance will be choosing to allow the Dems to restore health care money by majority vote, and they'll almost certainly win. So he says it disserves the constituents. McConnell says no. He says he's with the Republicans who oppose any partial government shutdowns, no matter what other stakes are involved. Senator John McCain says the same thing. Now, he says, how can I vote against the bill that I support? So Democrats control 54 Senate votes, meaning they need, again, six crossover Republicans to assure that the spending bill doesn't fall into a filibuster. Then that would be it. It would be doomed. Cruz said he was prepared to filibuster any legislation that restores money for health care for that law, even if it means a shutdown. And he said we should never have a government shutdown. We should never, ever, ever even discuss a default on the debt. I agree with that part for sure. I just don't think it's going to work. That's the problem. The filibuster is a decent option or a good gimmick when it works. But I don't think in this case it doesn't spell success to me. I don't think it's going to happen for them. So the answer is to figure out another way. If to get around the obstacle in a different way. All right, let's take another one. This one's from Kiko, listening to us in Texas, who says, Kate, it brings me a lot of sadness to see some of the photographs that I have seen on the internet over the mall situation in Kenya. You know, I've always wanted to go there, and my church sends people to Nairobi, and I have to tell you, I'd be a little bit concerned now at this point, because how many other things like this will happen in places where so many Westerners are coming just to help others or to enjoy the incredible scenery and things that are offered there for tourist dollars, in other words, it may end up hurting the people of that area more than one could possibly know. I think people will be a little bit cautious about traveling there. Well, yeah, whenever you have any kind of an attack, that's kind of highlighted. If you go to the State Department's website, they'll tell you to be careful. And it's interesting because Kenya is the place where people and Nairobi fly in there, go there. They go there for the purpose of, you know, sometimes helping people with orphanages or things they're building or whatever it might be. Or they go there to enjoy the sights, to go on a safari and to sleep in tents out in the middle of incredible beauty that's in some areas untouched. And that would be worrisome, naturally, yes. That how safe would you be? And shattering that mall area is, and then taking control for so long, for days, it's frightening. And then the details of it, the fact that there are 18 foreigners who were killed at this point, what we know, six from England, and there's some from France and Canada, and Australia and Peru and India and Ghana, and that is very, very sad, my friends, very sad. Dr. Greener says it's time to cut the nonsense out and stop being politically correct. That's next here on America Tonight.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Say here on America Tonight, or have I said since the very beginning, there's no reason to bury your head in the sand. You can get involved. Trust me, it matters. Remember those words, we the people, you elect your representatives, and you do have power, especially in numbers. When I've talked about phone trees before, how many folks in Congress or in the Senate have I spoken to where their aides have told me, you know, 25, 30 people on the same subject, they're paying attention. They're gonna return a call. They're gonna listen to what somebody in their district has to say, because remember, it's all about getting re-elected again. In our wings, Dr. Sean Greener is with us. He's got a new book out that really piqued my interest called Excellence Killed the Church, How Mediocrity is Destroying America. Bingo. Dr. Greener, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It is my pleasure, Kate.
So let's talk about it. First of all, that's a provocative title. I love it. What do you mean by excellence killed the church and this whole thing with mediocrity?
Well, that's tough. That's a tough thing to answer real quickly, but I will say this. The whole excellence killed the church, the first part of the title, is intended to create a response. And I'll tell you, it does mean something. It's not just to be provocative. And what it really means is, you know, folks that come to church, they come sit in the pews, and they're the same people that are out in the community during the week. They may be working at a company or running a company. The hope is that they take great things that they learn from church and take it into their community workplace. And conversely, the hope is that cycle kind of works its way back around to the church, and, you know, great, hardworking people, productive people, you know, high value people come into the church, and they work together, and it's kind of a blend. The other reason for the church, and in the Christian community, the church is us, each of us. Really, we are the church. It's referred to in church, I call them church words, and church words is the body of Christ. So We are that. So, but the other point of the title is to, I like to see certain people read that title, especially stodgy people who've been in the Christian community for a long time. Maybe they're long-term pastors and, all of that. And they'll read that title and they'll grimace and walk away and they won't read any further. And so that shutdown really is, an embodiment of mediocrity because they don't want to know any better. They don't want to know anymore. And then how mediocrity is destroying America, that is, that became a just passion of mine, studying excellence. And what I found was, there's a great book, by Dr. Jim Collins called Good to Great. It's one of the most successful business excellence books of all time. And, I read that book, read the ink off the pages, and then when I was doing my dissertation, I really became fascinated with the whole prospect of excellence. And what I found was, is there is really very little excellence, in the workplace, in the education system, and in many other areas of the country. All different areas. I mean, it's scary. So mediocrity has now replaced, good.
It's funny you say that. It's funny you say that. I read Good to Great, and I agree with you. I read it cover to cover. I mean, almost overnight. It was an incredible book, and it's exactly what he's talking about. There is exactly what we've seen. And why do you think that is, Dr. Greener? That people are burying their heads in the sand all across the board, whether it's education, government, churches, all that kind of stuff. Why aren't they looking for solutions?
Well, it's political correctness is really at the core of it. You know, and in my book, you know, the introduction of it, it's on the back of the soft cover. I'm not sure what's on the back of the hardcover, but it just goes something like this. Fair warning and disclaimer, you might become quite angry while reading this book. So many speakers and authors nuance and adjust for political correctness. What they think and feel, you may have become anesthetized by their gumdrops and lollipops. Lovey-dovey, genteel manner. This is not an everyone gets a trophy, feel good about me book. This is the real deal, our authentic condition, and my assessment as to why we're here and what to do. And later on in that, I say, I want to make you, by the end of my series, because this is really the first of a series, I want to make you mad enough to do something. Throw the book, scream at the book, maybe kick the book, but not at a cat or dog. I'm hoping that people read this and become angry and fed up enough to do something, anything, help to stop the bleeding in the country. And then I finalize that with no pressure, but it really is all up to you. It's the political correctness is behind so much of it. And you might say, well, why? What is it about political correctness? Political correctness, I'm unabashedly a conservative. I don't call myself a Republican or an independent or any of those things. I'm a conservative, first and foremost. And I make no apology for that. I don't throw rocks at people who aren't. But what I will say is that the left and, quote-unquote, progressives have been very successful at co-opting the language, changing what words mean, and then inserting the whole ideal of political correctness to their advantage. That shuts up conservative. Well, you can't say anything bad about the president because you're going to be a racist or a bigot. And you can't complain about the schools or the teachers because don't you care about the children? You know, and as we're declining just at an exponential rate every year, especially math and science, my goodness, we're 25th in the world now. And, you know, they're beating the pants off of us in the, you know, when you're considering public school. Now, if we look at private school and homeschool, private Christian school especially, and homeschool, homeschoolers are killing it. Generally speaking, 95% of homeschoolers get into their first choice of college. They get in the first try. They do better than their public school counterpart. And it's because, you know, it's not about the money. We always hear these referendums, oh, well, we've got to raise money for the kids. It's for the kids. Well, on average, we spend $14,000 per child in the public education system, and we're getting our pants beat off of us. Well, something's wrong here. And I would submit to you that it is a combination of political correctness and mediocrity. Mm-hmm. And that mediocrity is bred in because you can control a mediocre person.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree? Have you ever heard that saying that exceptional women, you know, were not wallflowers? The exceptional women are the ones that You know, their feet hit the floor in the morning, and the devil goes, "Oh, good land, she's up." You know.
I like that. Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. So give us some concrete solutions. What are the solutions to this, or something that people can take away from this, that they're listening to our conversation and they say, absolutely, I can do that?
Well, I tell people all the time, I give speeches all across the country, and in those speeches I say, listen, this is not a cut your wrist at the end of this book. This has solutions, and one of the solutions is one you said, and I love it because you said it right up front, and it's get involved. Stop your whining. Stop your moaning. It's barefoot in the snow days. You know, remember George Washington's army, a lot of them, especially at Valley Forge, George Washington's heart was broken because he would look at the soldiers and they would have no shoes in the middle of winter. In the snow they're going, and these are absolutely barefoot in the snow days. Those soldiers knew how important their job was. Well, get involved. Run for school board. I use a term, I do a whole speech series on force multiplier. That's a military term, but as we apply it to the condition of our country, be it the education system, be it the workplace, a force multiplier is something that you can put into place there that's really going to make a huge difference. And one of those things is run for school boards. Run for school boards. Listen, if you care about education and you care about these children and you care about their prospects, their hopes for the future, if you don't want them in your basement playing one of the video games till they're 29 years old, then this is important to you. I would almost say that running your kid to 35 different events after they finish school, soccer, violin, language, this, that, and the other, these 900 different things, these poor kids are just run to death, and by the time they get home, they're exhausted. And I would say maybe limit that a little bit. Pick one or two things, and then get involved into their education. Now, parents just aren't involved enough in what their kids are learning. Listen, if you open a textbook, if you open one of your kids' textbooks and you start reading, you're going to be appalled. You say, hey, this is not real history. What in the world are they talking about? We're more concerned with teaching our children to be able to put a condom on with their left hand in the pitch black than they are about the underpinnings of our founding as a country. You know, the kids aren't taught the basics, the founding documents. They're just not taught that anymore. So social engineering has become a big thing, and the more parents get involved, and that's, you know, get involved personally, individually with your kids, visit your class, visit your kids' class, hear what they're being taught, run for school board, then call your reps. I think I heard you mention it in my interview. Call your representatives. Be on that phone with them. Be on that phone with them, and if you have to be on that phone with them every day, hey, did you hear about this man, this poor guy in Towson, Maryland, it's just outside of Baltimore. It's a real Tony sort of outskirts of Baltimore, very nice place. People moved to Towson for the public schools. Well, this guy was at, I think, a school board meeting, and he was asking questions about Common Core. He had serious issues with it, and he barely couldn't even get out of his question, and he got escorted out and arrested. And now this guy's facing jail time for wanting to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, people are on the tape. It's on videotape. People are on the tape actually saying, hey, just let this guy ask his questions. You know, they were curious and interested. So you may, I guess my point in bringing that up is you may face some resistance. Well, suck it up, Buttercup. These are important times.
Yep.
These are important times. We can't be so afraid of being offended, and we can't be so afraid of offense.
Yeah, I agree. We got to fly. Dr. Sean Greener, you can tell he's passionate about it. Pick up his book, Excellence Killed the Church, How Mediocrity is Destroying America. Thanks, Dr. Greener. We'll have you on again.
Anytime. It's my pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit IWantThatBunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Again, we've had him on several times, and what I love about Justin Danhoff is he leans in big time, big time when it comes to looking and peeling back some of the layers on what's going on as far as the hypocrisy sometimes with these CEOs of some of these companies and what is really going on behind the curtain. Justin Danhoff, director of the Free Enterprise Project, joins us now, as he's in our virtual green room. Hey, Justin, how you been?
Hey, I'm all right, Kate, and thanks for saying that I lean in and not forward. I appreciate that.
All right, so here's the deal. You're looking at Costco. You have Costco in your sights, and the reason is because of these sustainability goals, and the CEO of the company was completely unaware. We've seen this before in other companies we've talked about to you, because you're peeling through them. And he was unaware of his company's membership in the Green-Driven Retail Industry Leaders Association. Had no idea, if we remember this, we talked about this, because he couldn't answer a simple shareholder meeting question regarding what's happening, the move by RILA to push sustainability issues on its big box companies, which there's like, I think just over 200 or somewhere in the neighborhood of 200. So explain what's happened, because once again, the National Center for Public Policy Research is on the case and asking you are, the Costco CEO, whether the company is putting pressure on the suppliers and customers to pay for Rila's high costs, right?
That's right. So essentially, in and of itself, sustainability isn't the worst thing in the world. But when sustainability comes from trade associations and it's pushed top down by the trade association to the company, to the consumer, to the checkout line, that's where we step in and that's where we have a problem. So what we've done, what we did with the CEO of Costco, Craig Jelinek, we simply go and we ask a very basic question. Look, if you're going to do anything that you term green or you term sustainable, will you make sure it's something that doesn't harm your customer? So say they want to reduce their packaging weight, and that's going to reduce their gas costs. Hey, who doesn't want to reduce gas costs in the Obama economy, right? Mm-hmm. That's fine. But if you want to use more expensive raw materials, if you want to change the layout structure of your building, if you want to switch to renewable sources for your energy, that's going to jack up my cost. If you want to change the packaging and use, you know, all these certification labels that all these green outfits are requiring now, and that's going to jack up my cost, just say no. That's all we're saying to these CEOs. And so when I ask Craig Jelinek point blank, will you reject any of the top-down measures that may harm your customers? He simply refused to answer the question. So, again, the National Center, we are asking him one more time, look, 8 months ago at your shareholder meeting, right? You didn't know. All right, we'll give you a pass. You've only been CEO of one of the largest companies in America for, you know, a year and a half or so. We'll give you a pass, but it's been 8 months. Are your customers getting fleeced at the checkout counter, or are you going to reject those cost-raising initiatives? And he simply still won't answer the question.
And do you think it's, I mean, is he's well aware of it and is just trying to push you off, or he's just like the deer in the headlights? What's your sense?
Oh, he's well aware. They have a sustainability office in Costco. They have executives making six figures at Costco who their entire job is to promote and push this sustainability. If you recall back when I asked him directly at the shareholder meeting about sustainability, and he sat there at that point as a deer in the headlights, the one example he gave me is he said, well, we put solar panels on some of our buildings and we got rebates from the government. That's good, right? I mean, this guy's got to be kidding me. The best thing he can come up with is that he robbed John Q. Taxpayer as the CEO of one of the richest companies in America, and that he thought that was good for sustainability. I mean, this guy really, really doesn't know what's going on in his own company. He is only the second CEO they've ever had. The founder was there for quite some time, and he just stepped down, like I said, about a year and a half ago. And Craig Jelinek, in my opinion, isn't going to last long if he's going to ask his customers to pay more so that Costco can greenwash their image, so that, you know, Vice President Biden can go cut the ribbon at the new opening of Costco here in Washington, D.C. back in November. If that's the way the company's going to go, it's going to stay in business for a little while, but not forever, and Craig Jelinek may not stay at the head of the company.
Yeah, so what do you, and the idea of course, telling everybody is to open their eyes to what's going on at Costco, and actually even some other companies that fall into this same kind of hole, right?
Yeah, it's Costco, it's Walmart, it's Home Depot, it's Best Buy, it's Target. The big name retailers that you can think of, they're all part of the Retail Industry Leaders Association. And look, not all of them are bad actors, but quite a few of them are. And basically what we have is a built-in cost to a lot of the goods sold. And, you know, once you increase the cost, you either increase it at the checkout line, or you keep the cost the same and the shareholders take a hit. The increased cost of goods has to go to one of those two places, and I say it should go neither. The free market will dictate green things from time to time, and those should be jumped on by CEOs if that's what they want to do. But if it's dictated by a top-down, government-type bureaucracy like the Retail Industry Leaders Association, we're asking these CEOs just say no. And, you know, part of what we're doing in asking the CEOs to say no and asking customers to open your eyes to see what's going on.
Yeah, because ultimately what happens here is green is big business. And the problem is it isn't the true green that people initially think that's happening. It's easy, I think, and you may think the same thing, it's easy to fool people about believing that they're helping, they're jumping on the bandwagon, and that word sustainability can be very tricky and for a lot of people because they really don't understand what's happening. Do you think that's part of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you poll people on just the word sustainability, the favorability rating is very, very high, right?
Yeah.
But my organization, the National Center for Public Policy Research, we actually conducted a poll back in January, and we asked consumers, would you be willing to pay a little bit more for green goods? So that we basically lined up what RILA was doing, right? They're pushing top-down sustainability standards. They want all these retailers to push these onto their suppliers. Would you pay a little bit more? Well, 52% said they wouldn't pay a penny more. 56% said it was unfair for companies to force their suppliers to, you know, comply with these mandates and then pass the cost on their customers. Notably, only 3% of respondents said that they would be willing to pay 10% more for the cost of their goods. So if you're really, really hitting at this sustainability push, you're only going after a niche market. But you're only going after a niche market once people have the education. Because like I said, sustainability at first has high favorable ratings until people realize what it is. So that's what we're trying to do, is let people know what it is and let these companies know that once we get this education out to the folks, you're only going to be going after a very small market of Americans, especially over the last 4 years, because sustainability years, about 4 or 5 years ago, these poll numbers were not what they are now. When people had a few more bucks in their pocket, people were willing to spend more for green, upwards of 60-65%. But that's not this day and age anymore, not in this economy.
Yeah, and RILA, pretty much, they've got a monopoly. I mean, it's a monopoly if you think of some of the members that you mentioned, whether it's even CVS or Gap or Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, JCPenney. I mean, that's what it is. This is not free market, is it?
No, it's all of them in it together, because what they can do is they can weed out the little guy. They can weed out the suppliers that aren't willing to go along. When you put 200 of the largest retailers together, and it includes things all the way down to, like, Apple is involved in RILA, right? So, I mean, some of the biggest names not even that first pop in your mind with retail. So you go from Walmart to CVS to Apple and everywhere in between and betwixt, and you've got what's set up as a de facto new monopoly that can squeeze out suppliers who aren't willing to meet with these demands, and you're going to get all products that are green certified in one way or another, and they're not going to be what the market would dictate otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely crazy. Do you have plans to hit up some of these other shareholder meetings? Because, you know, the list is long, isn't it?
Oh, the list is long. We hit up 33 so far this year, and we're not done yet. And we're starting our shareholder resolution process, and we're going to be hitting them all with the shareholder resolutions as well, to basically let them know and put it to a vote at the shareholder meeting that this isn't the direction we want the companies going. Let's dump RILA altogether and, you know, get back to the core principles that made some of these companies great.
All right, I love it. Justin Danhoff, keep us abreast of what's going on. That's 33 companies. We'll see how many by the end of the year from the National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll talk to you again soon.
Have a great night, Kate. Thanks so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1
1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.